To Syria now. When the Turkish military crossed into Syria over the weekend to rescue the remains of Süleyman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire, the prime minister said it was an attempt to rescue spiritual life. We've reported on the destruction of religious art and ancient works in Syria's civil war. In 2013, the country's 6 World Heritage sites were put on the list of World Heritage in danger. Syria has ancient cities from the 11 AD Crusades, the first depiction of Christ. It's a crossroads of thousands of years of cultures living side by side. But ISIS in particular is determined to destroy idols. Even a 13th century shrine, one of the last to survive the Mongol invasion, dedicated to a Muslim imam, was blown up by ISIS. Well, these losses inspired Issa Nima to create new work honoring what's been lost. Nima is from Homs in Syria, but he studied fine art at the University of Damascus, became a cartoonist, moved to the U.S. He now teaches art at the University of the District of Columbia. His exhibit at the Pilgrim Church in Washington is called Touch Me Not, and he joins us from the NPR studios in D.C. Issa, you're a Christian, but you're talking about all lost art.
Yes. In general, I would like to talk through my art about respecting others by respecting them as person and respecting their belongings, regardless what religion they belong to. But just because my Christian background, I am more familiar with the icons and the Christian art, and because of my knowledge of the Bible, so I used quotes from the Bible just to reflect it in our life, to see like how we judge each other sometimes and disrespect each other, especially the art, since like there's certain cities in Syria they got destroyed, especially the church, and they destroyed the icons inside those church. So it's like a heritage lost, and usually the Syrian art and the Christian art in Syria give us like kind of identity we could connect to. When you lose this artwork, you feel like there is something from your history is erased, or there is something of your belonging to this place is erased too.
Is erased. Erased, yeah. When you see things being destroyed, how sickening is that to see things being destroyed?
It's kind of like the memory and the nice scenes that you used to see, and you grew up and you put a lot of memories and you have nostalgia to that place. It's kind of like destroying part of your personality. You feel there is disrespect and there is violence against everything is innocent and doesn't cause any problem. We know that they are killing innocent children. And now, like, what about the art, too? Like, the art is not bothering anyone. Why should be destroyed?
And, of course, the death of, people, as you said, children, is far more troubling. But you're feeling the pain of this artwork as well. So let's talk about some of the artwork that's come from this. I'm looking at a picture. It seems to be a Christ figure rising in the air, grasping the wrists of 2 men below. They seem to be almost lifeless.
Yeah, in the original art, he's trying to bring Adam and Eve to life. But in my picture, I took 2 photos from people who torture because of the conflict in Syria and try to show that their hope about being saved from some...
Saved from torture.
Yeah, saved from torture. But like, I mean, like, saved by some good organization.
Well, we'll post some of your pictures at hearandnow.org. Meanwhile, is there one thing that you grew up with that you saw when you were a child that you worry about, you don't know whether it still exists?
Yes, actually, some of them, they are destroyed already. And in my neighborhood, there is another picture, the Lady of Sophania. I am afraid of losing it because I have a lot of emotional connection, because there is a miracle story about this image. And I feel like I reflect a lot of spiritual emotion toward this image, and I don't want to lose it.
That's Issa Nima, a Syrian artist living in Washington, D.C. Issa, thank you.
Thank you very much.